It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Welcome to this week's Power Back episode. These are like micro swift kicks in the mental ass, like little baby coaching sessions with me to help you recognize a thought, a feeling, a pattern, a belief, some other bullshit that likes to tag along, and help you build awareness around it and give you actionable ways that you can shift it, that you can take action, that you can do something with it so that your thoughts and your feelings are not running amok in your brain every day. We've talked a lot about the fear of failure and those failing moments and how that feels. In fact, last week's Power Back episode was all about the fear of failure. So if you did not catch that one, and that's a resonating theme in your life, definitely go check out Power Back 156. But today we're going to flip the coin. And this is a suggestion from one of my podcast team members. So Mariana, thank you. Hello. I love you. Thanks for everything that you do. The other side of that coin is the fear of success. And I know that might feel like, you know, I want this to work. I want this to succeed. I want to grow. I want to have the things that I desire. So why would I be afraid of it? Well, more often than not, the what if category loves to run rampant when it starts to create all of these fake scenarios and what if situations that in turn end up stopping you from doing the thing that you actually want to do. So today we're going to recognize a couple of what ifs, a couple of the fears that may be stopping you from succeeding, and how you can shift and move through those so that you can actually do the thing that you came here to do. Before we dig into the depths of the success fear, though, I want to let you know that I've got capacity to take on a handful of one-on-one coaching clients. If you've been listening every week, you're taking down the notes, you're starting to do the work on your own, you're starting to see some movement, but you know that there could be so much more, and you're tired of trying to figure out everything on your own. One of my areas of awesome is to be your guide, your support, your voice of reason, and also to call out the bullshit that maybe you do or do not see or feel. And don't worry, the bullshit is not always a bad thing. It's just sometimes the shit that gets carried with you from situation to circumstance to your present day moment. So I'm looking to take on 2 to 3 one-on-one coaching clients, women that are hungry to do the work, but maybe don't know where to focus their time or energy, have some intuitive abilities, so you love or appreciate the art of energy work, and you're ambitious as fuck. You've got some big things to do and you need some clarity, you need some focus, you need a plan, and you need a support guide along the way to get it. If all that's giving you a little shimmy in your booty, go to lauraora.com and sign up for a free discovery call. Let's see if our energy is a good match. I would love to be your guide and watch you perform the absolute magic that your soul is waiting to do. Okay, so part of that, right, is fearing actually getting the damn thing. The fear of succeeding, the fear of achieving your goals and your dreams. Look, a lot of the women that I come in contact with, you're stopping yourself before you even get started, aren't you? You get a goal, you get a vision, you get a feeling, you get a tug, you get an excitement, like you start really leaning into it. And then, your brain, your body, and everything about it starts to convince you why you can't do this, why it's not time to do this yet, why it's not a good reason for you, why you're not prepared enough, why you're not educated enough, why you're not experienced enough. And inevitably, you end up stopping before you even get started. You see, the thing with fear of success is a lot of times you have convinced yourself that you cannot handle it, that it's not for you, that there's too much weight, that there's too many responsibilities, that there's too much pressure, that you don't have enough time, you don't have enough support, you don't have the capacity. And here's the thing though, you are not yet there. And I emphasize yet because it's very possible. But what's happening is you have created a scenario where you have made your own success out of reach. Because I would imagine that you're not just doing this because you have nothing else to do. Like you're just super bored, so you thought you would start a business? Probably not. And especially if you're listening to this podcast, I know that there is an ambitious level inside of you. So you're not just sitting around being like, I have nothing else to do. Let me just build an empire. No, the goal all along was for this to work. But now that it's starting to build momentum, now that it's starting to kind of fall into place, now that it's starting to get a little bit more clear, now you're afraid it's going to work. And perhaps you're afraid that it's going to work too well and you're not going to be able to handle it. So the fear itself is not in it working. It's in the what ifs that you have created. The what ifs are nothing more than creating assumptions or beliefs that don't yet exist. And I also emphasize yet in here as well, because could things go haywire? Absolutely. It's part of a human process. We don't know what the future holds. That is not our responsibility. And digging your heels into creating a scenario that doesn't exist only puts the focus on it. And I know that you've heard the saying that what you focus on amplifies. And so if you are consistently looking for reasons to prove yourself right, why you're not ready, why you can't handle this, why this isn't for you, why you're not enough yet, why you need to take another course now, then that is what your brain and your body are going to continuously look for. And so when the example shows up, your body's like, see, told you we can't handle this, told you we weren't ready yet. And that's where we need to start shifting your focus. What are you actually focusing on? What if instead of asking yourself, what if it goes terribly wrong? What if I can't handle it? And you started to get used to asking yourself, what if I don't do this? So if I told you right here, right now, today, that you may not go any further in your business, that you may not succeed at the level that you dream about, that you may not have the things that are on your vision board, and you may not move forward. How does that make you feel? Chances are one of two things are happening. You either feel relief, and if that's the case, then honor that. Give yourself the chance to pivot, to make a change, to do something different, to go after what it is that you actually want. On the other side, you may have also been like, excuse me, this is mine, and I'm ready to fucking throw hands. I know that I'm supposed to do this. This is my life's work. The things on my vision board make me feel alive. I am excited about this. How dare you tell me that I cannot? If that's how you are feeling, then that's the fucking energy that I want you to start showing up with. Ask yourself, what if I don't do this? That starts to shift your energy pretty damn quickly. And it also shifts your focus to say, you know what? I don't want the alternative. I know that this is right for me. I know that I don't know everything, but I'm going to start to be okay with that. You will hear me say this so many times that you may get tired of fucking hearing me say it, but you must build insanely radical awareness with your thoughts and your feelings. Because if you're not aware of those things, then you're not in your body. You're just kind of flailing around in the world, trying to figure things out, going outside of yourselves for answers, and like throwing spaghetti at the wall every day. That fear of success might be, this is how it's got to be all the time. I always have to be just kind of floundering around and hoping something actually happens. But the reality is, when you build awareness around your thoughts and your feelings, that gives you power. It gives you the power to recognize the actual fear, the actual root of what's going on. It gives you the opportunity to shift that belief in the moment and in turn start to live and feel the success that you know is possible. So while everyone's story, beliefs, and patterns are different, there seems to be some resounding similarities in the fears behind being successful. So why don't we go over them? Let's see what resonates for you, and I'll give you a couple of ways to help move and shift through them. And by the way, I would absolutely love to hear from you. So after I go through these five kind of main fears of success, shoot me a DM on Instagram and tell me which one resonated the most with you, or if there was a different one, I would love to hear that as well. All right, first and foremost, what if I can't handle it? When you think about success, sometimes this mindset truly believes that success equals more chaos. What if I can't handle the influx of messages and emails and DMs that are coming in? what if it requires so much more time and energy from me and more money and just like more of me? What if it's too demanding? And what if I can't handle the responsibility of that level of success? So this mindset around I can't handle it is discounting your abilities. And while, yes, there may be an influx of time, yes, there may be an influx of messages, yes, there may be an influx of time and attention needed from you, I want to remind you that you also get to run your business in a way that feels most aligned with you. You don't have to answer messages, emails, and DMs all day and all night long. And the extra work, the extra responsibility, what if you reframe that those extra roles and responsibilities can be delegated to a team member? And I know you're probably like, I don't have somebody in place. I don't have somebody to help me. You can find someone. You have infinite amounts of resources available to you, and you don't have to change the way that you work the best. You don't have to stop honoring your body. You don't have to dismiss your energy just because you have a higher level of success. And does success automatically mean more? Now, yes, more probably meaning money, but could it also mean more free time? Could it also mean more help? And could it also mean maybe less clients at a higher level? Could you handle two or three clients at a price point that secures your monthly expenses? Maybe it's automating. Maybe it's creating something that's evergreen. Look, your success does not mean that you have to run yourself ragged. And you are insanely capable and super smart that you can figure out ways to maintain your way of working and your energy with all the success that you want. So I would encourage you to reframe what handling it looks like, what success looks like to you. Because success doesn't necessarily have to mean running a 200-person company from a high rise in a big city. This is why it's really important to get super fucking clear on what you want and how you want to do it. Because your success could actually make your life a whole lot easier. The next one is a big one for a lot of people, and this is being seen and heard. Look, there's probably a portion of you that has gotten comfortable kind of being behind the scenes, even though you want to be seen, you want to be heard, you want your message out there. There's a part of you that's like, I'm just going to vacuum suck myself back and tuck myself away in this little corner, and that is where it's safe. Because in that little safe space, there aren't people's opinions, there is no judgment. There is no overthinking or worry. You're just like safe, tucked away in your little corner. But your energy is calling for more than that now, isn't it? And I would ask you, why does someone else's opinion of you overshadow your own opinion of yourself? Now, I was talking to somebody and she's like, well, maybe because my opinion of myself is pretty damn low. Okay, that is some honest answer now, isn't it? So what are we going to do? What are you going to do to start shifting your perspective of yourself, to build your confidence, to practice getting out there? Look, people are going to have shitty things to say no matter what it is that you're doing. And yes, if you get on a wider scale, you're probably going to be susceptible to more of that. I also want to remind you that if somebody intentionally chooses to leave a shitty comment or say something asinine to you, then that is 1,000% a reflection of something going on in the inside of them. It is not an invitation to shrink your ass and go back into the corner. There's often a fear with being seen and heard about messing up, not being able to do something right, or not having it all figured out. And you know damn well, if you get out of your head for a second, that nobody has it all figured out. And that messing up is part of being a human. The work here truly is around feeling safe to be seen and heard, to be that part of you that is strong and encouraging and is talking to yourself with empowering words instead of looking at yourself in the mirror or maybe just like completely passing yourself off and saying shit things about yourself. Being safe, feeling seen and heard, starts with feeling safe within yourself. And if you don't say kind things, if you're not pumping yourself up, if you are not encouraging yourself, your body and your spirit is not going to want to go out into the world and do it there either. So the trick with overcoming the fear of being seen and heard is to feel seen and heard within first. Little baby steps, little momentum, then start making a video, then start writing the way that you want to, then start showing up for things, then start getting out of your house. And the slow but sure momentum of that will start to build that outward comfort as well. Next up is the fear of maintaining it and losing it. Like, what if I build this whole thing and it completely falls apart? What if I do all this and I end up losing it all? Can I keep going at this level? Can I maintain this level of success? And a big part of that comes along with that is, what if I lose people that I care about along the way? So a lot to unpack with this one, right? Again, we cannot predict the future, but you also can't lose something that you don't have. And if you're not even giving yourself a chance to prove yourself right, to give yourself the opportunity to grow, and to give yourself the chance to build something that maybe you pivot someday, maybe you grow and expand, and maybe you do close it at some point. If you are so focused on losing everything, then your body and your mind are not going to take the steps towards getting it in the first place. I'm certain that you don't want to lose the people in your life that you love. But does that mean that you stop seeing them, talking to them, and being with them? No, it means that you love on them even more. And that's your call in this business, is to love on your business, to give it everything that you have, to honor who you are and what you want, and say, you know what? I don't know if this is going to work out, but there's something in my body that believes that it will. There's often a fear of like losing it all, and I can understand that. Look, I have lost it. I bottomed out. My fucking car was repoed out of my driveway when my husband's grandmother was at my house. Like, I've been at the rock bottom, and I know that losing things doesn't feel good. But I also know that you are smart and that you will overcome anything that heads your way, whether that's success, whether that is a pivot of your business, whether that is a restructure, whether that is changing things. And if something does get to the point where it's like, well, that really sucked, then you are going to learn something. You're going to know more about yourself. It's going to be an incredibly powerful point in your story. And you have infinite options on what you can do. And when we talk about the fear of losing people along the way, I know that's real, right? Like, we don't want to lose the people that we care about, but people come in seasons, with times, with purpose, with meaning, and sometimes those seasons come to an end. The good thing is, there are new people. There are incredibly powerful and supportive people that are waiting to support you along your journey. I also want you to know that just because you're successful doesn't mean you're going to lose everything. It doesn't mean you're going to lose everyone. It doesn't mean that you're going to be alone. Your success can and will be celebrated with people around you that feels good, that is joyful, that is encouraging, that is powerful beyond words, and that your success can positively impact the people in your life. Another fear of success, imposter syndrome. You are not new to this concept. I am certain of it. The feeling of not knowing enough, not being enough, needing to take another class, being a fake. Like, there are people that are so much further ahead of me. I'm not smart enough. I'm not educated enough. And the only thing that I can tell you about imposter syndrome, it is such horseshit, but it can be debilitating. And so with this particular fear of success, it's really reminding yourself how far you've come, the knowledge that you do have, the people that you've already impacted, the mission that you have in this world, and that you are learning every single day. You are showing up every single day, whether it's just a tiny, tiny 1% version of you, or it is 1,000% all systems go. The fact that you are showing up, the fact that you are dedicating your life and your energy to this work, makes you so much more qualified than half the people on this planet. And the last one I want to share today is the fear of change. People don't want to change because change equals scary. Change equals getting uncomfortable. Change equals trying something new. Change equals being vulnerable. Look, to get to the level of success that you desire, you must be willing to make change. And whether that's in your habits, whether that's in your routine, whether that's in your relationships, how you do business, the types of people that you're working with, you know, how many times a week you're working out, I don't know, insert whatever reason. that requires you to get temporarily uncomfortable. And I know that you don't want to be uncomfortable. I mean, being uncomfortable is uncomfortable, right? But if you're not where you want to be yet and you are holding back, you are shrinking, you are tucking yourself in that corner, that's pretty uncomfortable too, isn't it? So I ask you, how much more time, money, effort, and energy are you going to put into hiding and silencing your discomfort? Because when you don't make the change to get into a new type of discomfort, you just keep ruminating in the same shitty patterns, the same belief systems, the same discomfort that kept you up yesterday, that was bothering you last week, that was bothering you 3 months ago. Getting temporarily uncomfortable with something new is literally temporary. Okay, you've never done it before. You're not super sure. You don't have all the information. You don't know the right people. Can you find out? Can you get an answer? Can you try? Most of that worry is in the worry of the newness, the worry of the change itself. But when you lean in, you do the activity, you try the thing, you put yourself out there, you figure it out, you meet the right person, you can get out of that discomfort loop extremely quickly. I would imagine that you had to change something to get to where you are here today. And that has worked out to an extent, right? That has gotten you to this level of success. So what if you do it again? What if you take another chance? What if you lean a little bit further in? And what if you can find out what you need, lean into that temporary discomfort, and get even further on your path? Look, the fear of success is nothing more than shrinking your abilities. And it often shows up as things like procrastination, resistance to doing things, downplaying your abilities or your dreams, hiding, not putting yourself out there, or continuing to do the same things every single day. The truth of the matter here is you can and will figure this out. You have infinite amounts of resources. You get to run your business exactly the way that you want to. Your success does not mean that you have to expend yourself, that you have to work your face off, that you have to change the way that you want run your workday. It doesn't mean that you're going to be sitting on an island all by yourself with like hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank wondering what went wrong. No, you get to design your success the way that you want it. And the deepest, truest, most satisfying success comes from you taking aligned action, from listening to your intuition, to following the breadcrumbs that your soul is like peppering down in front of you saying like, hey, this is interesting. Hey, there's something in this for us. Are you willing to follow me through this process? And yes, that requires getting uncomfortable. Yes, that requires trying new things. But like I said before, you've done it before and you'll do it again. You can handle success because your success gets to be built the way that you want it to be. And if something goes off pace, if something gets out of alignment, you have the strength and ability to build so much radical awareness around that, that you can shift it back into the moment like instantly. So what if you stopped fearing success and started leaning into the concept of what if I don't do this? Feel into that like churn, that burn inside of your soul that's like, hold on a second. I do have this. I am smart. I am capable. I have resources and I get to build this the way that I want to. Success doesn't mean running your face ragged. It means doing this life the way that you were intended to do it in the first place. Again, I would love to hear from you if any of these resonated with you or you have your own variation of it. Send me a DM on Instagram or on TikTok. I am at that Laura Aura. So next Tuesday's episode of the Gutsy Podcast includes 5 ways to hustle sanely. So this is not working your face off. This is getting in tune with your energy and how to be in what I would consider active flow. Our guest is Jess Massey, and she's going to share some really great tips to help you be proactive without burning yourself out. In the meantime, get social with me. Again, I am at that Laura Aura on TikTok and Instagram. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.